Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your guidance, for your welcome invitation to join your family, to bring us here on this beautiful day to look upon your Son, a source of life, source of beauty, the source of love, the source of all that is good and right. And we thank you for that invite, Lord, and we ask that you continue to prepare our hearts to see clearly that we might walk in his ways. To you, Lord Jesus, be all the glory and honor now and forevermore. Amen. Well, welcome, everybody. This is our fourth week in this short series, final week on hospitality. We embarked on this study, you could say, of hospitality in response to an observation that we as the church, as the church in maybe in Western society, have maybe missed the mark on what it means to show hospitality in our lives. And that there was a present need to go to the Word and to see what God has to say about showing hospitality. And so this has been, for me, a wonderful time of study, of contemplation, of challenge, as I know it has been for many, has had the opportunity over these past weeks to converse and to wrestle over questions and what it means in application. And today, we're going to finish this series, not finished, but at least wrap up this focus on Sunday mornings with a roundtable discussion. So I'll give you a little bit of a rundown on what today's going to look like. It'll be a little bit different than our standard Sunday congregational gathering. We'll do a recap of where we've been over the last 3 weeks, and then, as I said, we'll hold a roundtable discussion. Today is also a business meeting for the church to make a vote on a number of items. So we'll conduct that meeting after service. And while we are tallying votes and getting the results together on the direction, we will also have a walkabout of the church building. And the context of that is that we'll be putting a question as to where should we go from here. And one of the items that we realize is that many of us have not understood or even where we are and what is here and what's involved in this building, in this church gathering. So that's what it'll look like today. So going back to the recap of where we've been. So we started off by doing a survey and an examination in Scripture of answering the question, what is hospitality, and what does God communicate through his word about hospitality and our role in it? We took a look and kind of a deep dive into the Old Testament, where we drew the correlation and the link of care for the sojourner, the traveler, the needy, the poor, and love for stranger, which is the word meaning in the Greek for hospitality. As we recall, the word hospitality only shows up, I believe, 4 or 5 times in the New Testament. But the heart of God for his people to demonstrate hospitality is exemplified throughout Scripture and is codified in the law for his people Israel on how it might be done, and then reiterated in the words of Jesus, whether explicitly stated to his disciples or conveyed through parable. And to recap what that is, essentially we took the next week to examine the details. Remember the inspector style examination of who, what, when, why, where, and how? What does this mean? What is hospitality? Who's responsible? And we discovered that it is us, the people of God, who this charge has been placed on to extend the love that we've been shown through Christ to others. And we examined that this was one of the primary means throughout church history, certainly in the early church, of the advancement of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and the facilitator of that message spread throughout the world. And now we're going to try to put some tangible steps in. We're going to cross-reference each other and ask questions about what does this mean? I think of George, your questions last week. There are, you know, there's a challenge of taking what's in God's Word, seeing examples, and then going right into your own home, into your own mind, into your own context, and going, okay, what does this actually look like? How can this be done? There are steps that are, that admittedly, we can be afraid to take. So we want to examine that. The hope in all of this, the vision they want to cast, is that we see ourselves properly in light of how God sees us. That we see ourselves as that sojourner. That we see ourselves as exiles in this world. That we see ourselves as ones needing saving. Ones needing and having nothing to give in return. And that is the state of salvation. That while we were still in sin, steeped in sin, that wrath that was reserved for us, that cup, that Christ spoke to us, that he reached out to us, that he proclaimed himself and made himself manifest to us and welcomed us into his table. And bearing that in mind, that we manifest this reality of our own salvation in our context in life, and that we start here as a local body, that we build the unity of the body through expressions of hospitality, through that proper understanding of our context with our Lord, and that we allow him, through the leading of his Spirit, to touch the world around us, to reach out, to invite in the stranger, to exercise discernment and wisdom in this, and to be a resource, pooled resource, together as a body to do the same. There are many different opportunities that we can discuss, and hopefully we will discuss. But in all of this, as exemplified as we're going to partake of the Lord's table together before we engage in the round table, that we would receive the Lord's grace and mercy upon us to be a reciprocal channel of that out to the world in our context. First, to the household of faith, that we wouldn't see ourselves as keepers of a talent that needs to be buried, but just stewards of a kingdom resource to be distributed. So let us, in that light and in that context, take of the Lord's table. We'll take of it together and eat, and be thinking about questions in context that you have. So for the first part of the round table, we'll have prepared questions to discuss, to prime, and then we'll open it up. We'll pass a mic around to where we can engage together as a congregation. So let me pray over the Lord's table. We'll take of it for those who are in the body of in the household of faith, and then we will engage in the round table. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for the demonstration and the display that he is conveyed to us, that he entered this world as a traveler with no place to lay his head, one that was scorned, one that was not looked upon highly, was not of great stature, was the stranger, and yet showed us by example, what it means to have compassion on the lowly. to freely offer himself that we might have life eternal, to see our desperate state, to understand it clearly. And yet, while we were still fighting against, still wrapped up in our own idolatry, navigating like blind mice through this world, you opened our eyes. Lord, you did not leave us in our state. You rescued us out and you adorned us with the most precious clothing, clean white garments, and said, "Come to the wedding feast. Come prepare what I have, come eat what I've prepared for you." And Jesus, you prepared yourself. Let us not take this act of remembrance, Lord, in vain. May we act on it in our homes, in our lives, and in this body. So we give thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us into your family.